for your Alley C today.
Truly, this is the moment of truth, if you will, on spending. What do you think? Is it that who cares moment? You know, where somebody says, what if tomorrow you found out you had a disease you could not get rid of and the doctor told you you had 6 months to live? Would you run up your credit cards? Because, hey, they can't come and find you. So luckily, you have a wallet full. I've heard more people make that comment. And that's how I look at this crazy spending. Ah, why not? Let's just spend. We can spend. Let's build a monorail system and a high-speed rail system. And maybe we can throw in a few little extras, like a few jobs in there, to balance the situation out. I'm making light of it, but it's serious. And let me tell you, there really could be a government shutdown. Might be small, but a lot of you listening to me right now could be relying on Social Security. Hey, everybody, my name's Kate Delaney. This show is America Tonight. I promise we're not about fear-mongering. It's just the truth. We're talking about the truth here. It's an overnight conversation, and you can be a part of it. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. The governor of New Jersey, Chris Christie, who I wasn't a big fan of originally, took on the big boys. Didn't matter if they were in his party or not. Basically, put up or shut up on the debt. We're going to let you hear that coming up in this hour of America Tonight. Also in this hour of America Tonight, oh, we've got somebody that we're going to throw in the dungeon. If you've never, ever heard the dungeon, you want to stick around for the dungeon. Yep. What it basically means is somebody gets the heave-ho. And Donovan, our technical maestro, Donovan Madsen, opens the door, shoves him in. We got a key, and I'm not kidding, I really do this. We send a key to whoever is in the dungeon. If they want to get out, they come on the show and do an interview. Occasionally, it happens. Hasn't happened lately, but we haven't put a lot of people in the dungeon either. So we have a good candidate for the dungeon that's coming up this hour. And we're going to check your emails. I always invite all of you. I don't care what it is you want to get off your chest or what you want to say about the show, about your life, about the real world. Do it. AmericaTonight.net. You can find it. You go to the website. Boom. Email us there. It's that easy. I'm telling you. It's not easy to be the mouthpiece for the White House. However, some have done a great job of it, both on the Democratic side and on the Republican side. There's a guy named Tony Snow, God rest his soul. He used to be on Fox. It didn't matter that he was on Fox. A lot of Democrats, very liberal Democratic type reporters, loved Tony Snow when he jumped in for a time during really the tail end of the Bush White House and was the White House spokesperson. Why do we give a rat's patootie about somebody in Washington who is talking to reporters? Because it is the flow of information. The flow of information that so many other people thirst for. Like in Iran, where everything is state-run. Or at the butcher's place. That would be Hugo Chavez in Venezuela. Oh, those people aren't getting the truth or the transparency. You could question that we're not getting a lot of information because that's, I think, part of the problem of the Obama White House. And we have people on from talk radio news each and every show. And many of them, like our pal Ellen Ratner, self-confessed flaming liberal. Flaming liberal. She says nothing like the lack of information coming out of those White House briefings. She said, and she said on this show, that the Bush people, they just delivered whatever it was. What if you didn't like it, didn't think you were getting everything, doesn't matter. They said show up at the White House, there was something happening. But that hasn't really been the case, and a lot of reporters are complaining about this. I think now it's out everywhere. There's a big story about ABC complaining about the lack of information. So there's a new guy in town. Robert Gibbs, who I thought was brutal, he's gone. He's done. There's a White House press secretary now named Jay Carney. He actually held his first briefing, and some say he is like Gibbs. Others were a little bit more kind to Mr. Carney. Here's what he said when he stepped up to the podium.
We obviously all here serve the president. I work for him. But the press secretary is a unique position within a White House. Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here. I really appreciate the turnout. I've never seen this room this crowded.
Yeah. And so here's the thing. This is a guy who was definitely in the media. He used to be a correspondent for Time magazine. So he knows what it's like to be on the other side. But he's the gatekeeper. He's the gatekeeper. And you heard him mention right there at the from the get-go, I work for the president. What is it? What's the saying that they always say? I serve at the pleasure of the president. Haven't you heard, you've heard that before, right? So he serves to please the president, in other words. So that was the lighter stuff. The tough stuff about Social Security and retirees. Now there's tough talk about, okay, Social Security, the party's over, so you paid in, so sorry. What happens to the people that are currently relying on this, have fixed incomes, and have paid in for their whole bloody life? Here's what Carney said about that.
We do not believe a solution can harm current retirees.
Just the rest of us. So here's the thing. If you're under 50 years old, you better be squirreling away a little bit of do-re-mi if you can afford it. I'm talking to all of you. I'm talking to you, David, in Texas. I'm talking to you, Don, in Wyoming. I'm talking to everybody. Mark in New York. Mark knows. There is the end game here is it's you, baby. You got to start to really realize where it is that you want to end up. Because I hate to say it. I started off saying I'm not a fearmonger, but I'm just giving you the truth. I've talked to enough financial people who aren't selling me something that are telling me you've got to know is try to figure out for yourself that diversification, whatever it is, something to give yourself a chance. Because what if you live to be 95 years old? What if you live to be 95 years old? How's that life going to turn out for you? Where are you going to be? It's very scary to think about that, isn't it? You know, that whole thing about that whole mantra, the new age thing about live in the moment. There's a million placards out there about live in the moment, and that's fine, but you got to plan at some point, because if you don't plan, you really truly will be living in the moment in your old age. You might not have teeth because they'll be too expensive. All right, coming up, the governor of New Jersey with some tough talk. Can he back it up? That's coming up around the bend.
Years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula. and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power, a gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
New Jersey. I was mentioning that he took some big swings at a couple of different people or in a couple of different directions anyway, and then said, can he back it up? Because here's the thing. His name is mentioned as a potential candidate for 2012 on the Republican side of things to run for president. But you know that question, too soon? Too soon and the wrong time might be applied here. Because really, as much as I know many of you listening to America tonight, especially you, Dan in Texas, who swears the president is going to be impeached, and I'm going to have to walk naked to New Jersey because I said, that's not happening. He's going to sell the tickets. He swears. Well, I've heard from many strategists, both on the Republican side, who won't go on record and say this, or they wouldn't have jobs, and some Democratic strategists who, of course, would be confident because they've got the president, they've got the guy, the incumbent, and you've got two past presidents who made it 8 years, who did it twice, who were elected two times. What are the odds that Obama is not going to get elected again? I'd say the odds are pretty good. I really, honestly, especially if the economy, the jobs, you watch how this plays out, and the timing of it all, the odds are pretty good that this president gets it again. Because you have to say to yourself, just put aside the way you feel when you're seething at what's happened at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and ask this one question. Start off here, folks. Driving around in your truck right now. You tell me, you call me right now. Who is going to beat this president? Who's going to knock him off? Tell me. And give me three reasons why you think it's going to happen. I want to hear from you. 800-259-5791. I've talked to plenty of strategists and looked at it from a lot of different angles. And nobody's come up with anybody solid. Oh, we like Newt. We like Sarah. We like this. It's not about like. It's about who can win. It's about who can win. This is the big time. The presidency is like the Super Bowl, at least in the presidential election and a presidential year. And it's tough to beat an incumbent who has a lot of groups in his pocket. A lot of groups in his pocket. All right, for the governor, the New Jersey governor, Chris Christie, he said there's three really big things that should be taken as priorities in America. And we know what they are. I mean, think about it. Money, entitlement reform, education system. And he also said we need to raise retirement age for Social Security, and absolutely you got to reform Medicare. Here's the governor of New Jersey taking out the big stick and swinging for the fences.
It's time to do the big things, the really big things. And I don't think there will be much disagreement in this room, and I don't think there should be much disagreement across the country about what those big things are, what they are for New Jersey and what they are for America. For us in New Jersey, it's three things. It's restoring and maintaining fiscal sanity. It's getting our pension and health benefits under control, reformed, and have the costs lowered. And it's reforming an education system that costs too much and produces too little for our society today and for our children's future. Now, if you look at those three issues, these are not, in and of themselves, Democratic or Republican issues. When we say we mean entitlement programs, we should be specific. And let me tell you, what is the truth? What's the truth that nobody's talking about? Here's the truth that nobody's talking about. You're going to have to raise the retirement age for Social Security. Oh, I just said it, and I'm still standing here. I did not vaporize into the carpeting, and I said it. We have to reform Medicare because it costs too much, and it is going to bankrupt us. Once again, lightning did not come through the windows and strike me dead. And we have to fix Medicaid because it's not only bankrupting the federal government, it's bankrupting every state government. There you go. If we're not honest about these things, on the state level about pensions and benefits, and on the federal level about Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, we are on the path to ruin.
I agree with that. I mean, no question about it. I don't care what your political stripes are. It's just the God's honest truth. You got to count the money. You know, it's like the mafia. There's guys in the back room that are counting the money. You've seen it. You've seen it on film, I'm sure. And the money. The money's going through the changer or at a casino. And it's flipping by so fast. What happens when there's no money in that machine? Do you ever hear the machine that just cranks off? And it's done. It's going to crank off. That's what's going to happen to Social Security. It's going to be insolvent by 2037, 2038, somewhere in that ballpark, unless something's done. We are definitely sitting on the edge of disaster. So all of you who are 50 and under, decide what you want your future to look like. What do you want your future to look like? We're all going to be under that bridge together, sharing teeth. It's really that bad. So something has to change. There has to be blunt talk, popular or not. There's such a lack of it in politics because you're trying to get elected, so you have to play to the constituents. You're afraid to make the hard calls, or the politician is afraid. The people around them are afraid. And Christie's right. You got to stop tiptoeing around the need to reform entitlement spending. And you have to, although that's tough, retirement age, boy, better be in good shape because you could be working for a very long time. And then the question also becomes, what jobs are you doing at what, you know, when are you pushed out the door? And Christie says over and over again, he's not trying to run for president. He says he's not trying to do that, especially not 2012. He's got a lot of people who follow him, at least in Jersey and the Northeast, because he's very brash and he's tried to really cut the fat, the budget in New Jersey. And so there are people that hate him. I mean, their educators hate him because there was so much duplication in Jersey, and it's not every educator too, so let me put that disclaimer out there. But you'd go to some of the high school parking lots and you'd look in the administration rows and you'd see nothing but Mercedes and Lexuses and whatever. So all these people are making $250,000. What's up with that? Well, the teachers make nothing. And they're in New Jersey, they were very administration heavy. A principal, they're going to make the most. They're going to get more money. But you start to go down the chain, and it was unreal. It was unreal. It was a disgrace what people were being paid, while you would look at these teachers who were barely making a living. Barely making a living. So there's going to be people that are not crazy about the governor of New Jersey. In fact, Maryland's governor, a guy named Martin O'Malley, took a swing back. He said he's pursuing fiscally reckless policies like cutting school funding, and that he is just a slick, tough guy with sound bites. And these governors are getting ready to convene in Washington next week. And he says, bring it on. I'm ready to debate. Let's have that debate, because he thinks Christie is full of hot air and can't deliver what he's saying. Christie says it's time to put up or shut up. He was speaking, by the way, in downtown Washington. Good for him. He didn't vaporize. He's right. Down in Wyoming, and anybody else who wants to throw in there too, you can join me as I kick the can down the road, 800-259-5791.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new SightGlass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BIGBERKEY waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BIGBERKEY waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Washington are familiar. The president is pushing for clean energy, you know, that whole pledge that he's made, but the odds are not great. He's at the craps table and the rolls are not going to go his way, trust me. Because how long have we heard that and how many jobs are going to happen? And I think that just falls on too many deaf ears compared to those whose eyes light up and say, yeah, yeah, yeah. If we do that, think about it. So then we multiply, this happens, and that happens. Nah. And then you've got the Republicans who are looking to take away as much spending and money out of the budget as they can. And even, you know, trying to defund the $814 billion stimulus. So we know what this is. Obama wants. Republicans want to take it back. They don't want to give. And we're in a pickly situation, or prickly, because tough choices have to be made. The time for talk is so, it's just so done. You have got to cut that deficit. You know, this isn't a game anymore. This isn't Monopoly money. This is our future. It is. It's America's future. We can't keep gambling. You know what happens to gamblers? So there's only one answer for this. You got to get help and you got to get away from the tables if it's that bad, if you're that addicted. And we can't keep gambling with our future. We just can't do it. And truly, the whole idea of clean energy, that's out the... Yeah. If we had a balanced budget, bring it on. We'll have that conversation. But the deficit, the situation we're in, I don't think so. This isn't the time to approach it, and it's not going to happen. The funds are not going to be there. They're not going to be there. All right, let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hello, Don.
Hey, Kate, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Hi. Nasty snowstorm here tonight.
Really? So when you say nasty, is it that driving snow where you can barely see?
Some of it, yeah.
Be careful.
Yeah. I don't know if I ever told you on the, as you go into Wyoming, there's an awesome town called Evanston, and from the west side, and I always say that this is a town that sends out Valentine's, birthday, and Christmas gifts to all the people that are in the military all over the United States from wherever, you know, wherever they're at, all over the world. So, you know, and, yeah, I mean, that's the city council does that, you know, and it's just really cool, you know, that they care about their people serving. But great town. But anyway, just on the other side of it, there, we have these two huge mountain passes. We call them the Sisters. That's kind of the nickname for them.
Mm-hmm. And I've heard of them.
They're both 700 or 7,000 feet up. And so whenever it snows really bad, you know, they get closed down a lot of times. The wind's blowing too bad and accidents. And funny part was, when, you know, back when Eisenhower was building the interstate system, and you know where he got the interstate system idea from, don't you?
Where did he get it from?
From the Nazis. So that was what Hitler did in the mid-30s to get their country economy turned around. They built the Autobahn system in Germany, and Eisenhower just could not believe during the war how fast he could get divisions and tanks moved around his country. And so after the war, of course, he thought, you know, once he became president, he thought, hey, you know what? What if we could get our trucking companies, you know, moving faster across America, you know? And that's what it stands for, you know, the interstate commerce system. It's designed for the trucks, the 18-wheelers. It ain't designed for you and me to go buzzing around in our cars. Of course, we get to ride on it because it's, you know, public
right.
property. But
right.
But it was originally designed to be able to get the transportation moving around. I mean, you can get something shipped across the United States from San Francisco to New York in 2 days, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah. But anyway, though, we have this issue. So, fortunately, they're closed tonight, so I got to go a long way around, and it'll be a fun night. But anyway, hey, back to politics. You know we love it.
I like that. Wait, I like that. You know we love it.
It was interesting. He made a comment about raising the retirement age of Social Security to 70 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the funny part, Kate. Social Security was never originally designed to be a retirement, fund, okay? That's what it was designed for. Social Security was designed for when people get injured at work or they're maimed or something like that, or
right.
a woman loses her husband, you know, to have some kind of assistance. But somehow along the line, people started using it or saying, okay, well, I'll pay into this until I'm 65, and then that'll be part of my retirement, you know. And that's not what it was designed for, you know. My friend, I told you about the pathway, and man, we're going to figure out when to tell some of these stories to you about him, because it's stories that are just really amazing.
We want to hear them.
But it was interesting. He was a corporate attorney in San Francisco, and when I was at his house, this was right after I'd met him a few times, and kind of know, you know, he just turned 71 or 72, so this was like 20-something years ago, and I was looking at, you know, his house, you know, those things. Probably $4-6 million. He got double tennis court pole. I mean, he made a lot of money. This guy, he was very wealthy, you know. And I looked at that and I said, "Wow." I said, "What are you still looking for? Aren't you retired?" He said, "What?" He says, "Retired." And he says, "Are you crazy?" I'm like, "No." And he says, "Is that what you're supposed to do once you get enough wealth and, you know, you retire young or whatever?" And he's like. He says, "I want you to point out somewhere in the Bible, just anywhere in the scriptures, where it says to retire." He says, Adam was given the commandment from God, which is right in Genesis at the beginning, to work by the sweat of the brow till the day he died. And he says, think about it, Kate. It isn't even until the 20th century. Back in the 18th century, most people worked up until the day they died.
Boy, that's true. But wait a second, Don. Here's the problem with that. Okay, so let's say you're just a great worker bee, the whole thing. They're kicking you out the door. You know that. They're replacing you with someone younger. So how do you keep working?
Well, I understand that, and there's a lot of issues with it. But somewhere along the line, somebody figure out how, well, invest or save money, and you can retire and live lost 20 years of your life doing whatever you want, going on vacations, going to Hawaii, Bahamas, wherever.
Right.
You know, and,
right.
And the point is he just did not believe in retiring. And Kate, in June, he was in a courtroom in a law case. In court law at 92 years old.
Wow.
And he was a very bright man in the first place. So, you know, it wasn't like his brain was, you know, he was, you know, unfortunately his wife did pass away from Alzheimer's. But anyway, though, he just didn't believe in it, you know, and he just believed that, you know, you need to be productive. You need to, you know, there's no such thing. There shouldn't be any such thing as. And so the very reason I bring all this up is we're looking at a system right now where they just said that, what is it? And this is where I'm a little confused at, because they're talking about how, 9,000 people every day or something like that from now until the next 20 years are going to be retiring?
Yeah, the baby boomers.
And I'm thinking, well, doesn't that mean there should be 9,000 jobs opening up every day? If you know, about 300,000 jobs a month opening up if those people are retiring from these jobs? And
no, because the companies can't afford to hire new people, so they're making people do more jobs.
Exactly.
I mean, theoretically, yes. You would think that it would be great if it operated that way. But I totally get what you mean, that people have become lazier. You think of your great-grandmother, your grandmother, your grandfather, whatever, telling you stories, and you're right. They worked until they dropped. Nobody was talking about retirement, yeah.
And when they designed Social Security back in the 50s, you know, I think it was started in the 50s or a ninth an hour, you know, that was, they saw these people that worked in their whole life, and there were people that were just couldn't work anywhere, and they had no money, and they thought, well, we need to have this system. And now for everybody to point the finger at it and say, oh, it's a retirement, first of all, you're barely getting enough to be retired. I mean, you know.
That's right. You're right.
You know, and so we've got to, you know, we've got to get off of this. And, you know, and now he said, well, we've got to raise the retirement age to 70. And I'm thinking, most people die by the time they're 75. I mean, I've always said if you make it past 75, you know, you didn't get shorted, you know. And, you worked your whole life just for the last 5 years? No, you should be able to work your life, and if that's a goal of yours to be retired and spend 20 years meaningless or whatever, or enjoying life without having to work, then you ought to be able to do that investing on your own, not to ask the government to do that for you. And but you know, Kate, this thing is such, you can just see, you've got Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security, the budget, all this stuff, and it's just a big, huge pile of poo. I mean, you know, it's such a massive problem, and I don't think anybody in there in Washington got one clue or iota how to get all this stuff straightened out. So,
I agree with you. I think that's the scary thing. You can't. That's why you said it. You have to. When you said the part about the investment, you have to be reliant on yourself and maybe your friends and family around you. You have to, that's one thing that was different. Families lived together, families lived down the block from each other and could help each other out. You'd bring your aunt, you know, some food when she was sick or whatever. And so people stayed closer in that cocoon, you know. But also, you have to take care of yourself. Thanks, Don. You have to take care of yourself. So that's why I said it when Bush, or it was Bush, it was the Bush administration for a second, and then they shut them up immediately, said, let's just send everybody to Social Security, and you invest it yourself. It's up to you. Bring it on. Let's invest it ourselves. Dungeon next.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Here on America Tonight. But before we get to all of your concerns and some of the interesting things that you had to say in your various emails, we're going to head to the dungeon, I have a feeling. Here's the deal. Leon Panetta, the director of the CIA, testifying before the Senate Select Committee and discussing bin Laden. This is the big deal. What would we do, what would the government do, not we, what would the government do if bin Laden was captured? Well, think about that question for a second. What would we do if bin Laden was, First of all, what are the odds that Bin Laden will be captured? Shrinking every single day, right? I think just to keep people out there saying, yeah, that's right, we're going to find him, I think that his name will just crop up. It'll, you know, by, I'm saying by elected officials. So it's been, we know this, it's been well over a decade, right? What happens? Because would he ever see the inside of one of our courtrooms? If it was up to Eric Holder, perhaps, imagine the security for Osama bin Laden. Or would he be someplace else? That discussion took place on Wednesday. And the thing is this is like one of those what-if questions. In fact, I wish I had come up with this, but I can't think of who it is. Somebody marketed, I want to say they have probably 3 volumes of the if questions. You can go to anywhere. You could right now get on your computer and type in if, the if books, and it'll come up. They were bestsellers, and the, you know, it's all those questions. If Osama bin Laden were captured, would you pull his eyes out first and then his fingernails? Where would he go? So it's just an exercise in futility, Mr. Panetta, because we're not even close to finding or capturing bin Laden. He's hiding somewhere, probably underneath a palace in Saudi Arabia, I don't know, or in Pakistan. Somebody is protecting bin Laden, and he's not going to be captured. Sadly, it breaks my heart as I was in New York and watched in horror as the city was ripped apart by what happened on September 11th. So anyway, they're talking about eating up more time by, with this question. They're talking about that, what would happen is we would just send bin Laden to a U.S. prison. Well, yeah, at Gitmo. We'd send him to Gitmo. But wait a second. Gitmo, I thought it was the House of Horrors and it had to be shut down. It was supposed to be shut down by this January. So under current U.S. law, bin Laden would never be transferred to the United States of America. He wouldn't be tried in a civilian court. Duh. You really thought that was going to happen? Congress, remember, last year ordered that no federal money could be spent to ship prisoners from Gitmo to the U.S. mainland. Uh-huh. Yeah, we're out of money. We're not shipping prisoners anywhere. But, oh, it's a house of horrors that Gitmo is. And I'm saying that because how many people have we had on this show who have been there who say, what are you talking about? And they're not working for somebody where it's to their advantage to say that. So bin Laden, he's out there. I believe he's out there, but he's protected. It's such a futile thing. And Panetta, in talking about this, pretty much it means you could get that from his comments that given the choice, they would opt to use the policy that they have criticized over and over and over again. And the Gitmo thing, you have to be kidding me. Because the president constantly says they have to close the prison at Guantanamo. They have to do it. So then they're speculating about bin Laden and saying he would be tried at Guantanamo. Right. So it's stupid. It's like the if book. If we're at a party and that question comes up, that's one thing. But the director of the CIA, give me a break. Why would we even waste any time on this question? Of course, if he's caught, what's going to happen to him? He's not going to the U.S. now. Are you kidding me? It's ridiculous. Leon Panetta, shame, 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 shame. And the idiots that questioned you, why even discuss it? It's not worth it. It's just a way to get some headlines to say, hey, we're committed to tracking down bin Laden. Baloney. Baloney. It's on the back burner, period, end of story. So for that, Mr. Panetta, I'm sorry. You have got to sit it out in our dungeon. Donovan, do the honors.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Hey, and there's still some people certainly that think Bin Laden, by the way, is dead. I'm not one of them. I don't think he's dead. I think he's been hidden somewhere, wherever it is. Pakistan, Saudi Arabia, somewhere. All right, so we move from the dungeon to the mailbag. Wow, what a transition. Let's head to the mail.
The mail! The mail is here!
Ooh!
Okay, so we've got... Our first one up is from Trisha Hutchins. Hello, America Tonight. I have to ask you a question. I've heard you talk about mortgages and the problems that we've had with the foreclosures. Do you really think that it's going to get worse? It's very scary. You made a comment about going outside of your neighborhood within a 10-mile radius and looking around to see what houses were for sale and what houses were foreclosed on. I did it, and I was shocked, I have to admit. I didn't realize what was right there, not far from my own backyard. Yeah, that's when I started to realize, because I would kind of look around more. You know, we're in our zone, we're traveling, picking up your kids, running to the store, walking the dog, doing whatever you're doing. Gotta get here, gotta get there. You're not focusing on the neighborhood so much. Maybe the people that live right near you, but when you start to really pay attention, yeah. And it's sickening what happened with these foreclosures and the mortgages that were sold and pushed around, where you have people that call up pretty smugly, and I don't blame them, and say, well, who owns the mortgage? Who knows? Who knows? It's been sold off so many times, we have no idea. So they need to do something about these mortgage thugs. The people need to be punished for what they did in the past, because we all suffer as a result of it. And I guess they're pretty close to punishing some of these banks over these crazy foreclosures. And now a lot of it is just paperwork procedure, too. We're not even talking about the other thing. We're not even talking about where they just shoved something in front of somebody and said, oh, really, you're an actress and you make $250,000, you did a Burger King commercial, great, just sign this paper. We're not even going there. We're talking about fast forward. We're talking about the service people who flat out broke the law and people were just evicted. It's like, boom. So they went the opposite direction. We're going to give everyone a house, and now, boom, boom, we're going to evict them. And they just rubber-stamped everything. It's absolutely a mess. Absolutely a mess. All right, we also talked a lot about Jeopardy and the computer beating Ken Jennings and the other guy. We got this from Dennis McMahon, who listens to us in Vermont. He says, Ken Jennings and the other guy have a serious built-in beef with that Jeopardy computer game. The computer has a mechanical per se advantage in getting to answer first because it doesn't have to use a thumb for a control switch to answer. Touche. That was part of the advantage. I agree.